A dictator is lying in state. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So what's next for Cuba? Maybe not what you might think. And you may already be experiencing the hustle of the holidays, but as we approach Christmas, do you want to do something more meaningful with your celebration? Well, if your answer was yes, stay tuned for the story at the end of today's broadcast. So we'll start out in Latin America, where Cuba is in mourning this week following the death of its dictator Fidel Castro. Although his brother Raul was installed as leader a decade ago, the question being asked is this: will Fidel's death usher in a new era? Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romain says,
there was some speculation that Raul may have actually wanted to do kind of more opening of relations and things like that, and was afraid to do too much that it would upset his brother. So some of that might actually take place now. But it's at this point just speculation, you know, just people guessing at what may happen. But I doubt there will be anything too quickly.
In fact, this is what's facing believers.
There's apparently a list of about 1,000 churches that are slated to be destroyed. Some have already been destroyed. You know, it's very, very difficult to get permission to build a new church or anything like that. It's difficult for them to get Bibles and things like that.
But some things changed for the better, even with the increased pressure on the church.
There's a lot of churches are growing there fairly rapidly, and it's difficult for them to get Bibles. And so bringing in a lot of Bibles, and then also just supporting the pastors there with the pastor sponsorship program.
$35 a month makes it happen. And this is just the tip of the iceberg on the story, so you get the details. So get the details at missionnews.org. Next, December marks the conclusion of a race in India, one that many will lose. John Sparks of India Partners shares the story.
The Indian government, in an attempt to reduce the amount of black money that's in the marketplace, has decided to demonetize the 500 and 1,000 rupee note. They've given the people until the end of December to change their money at the bank.
Now, most people depend on these cash notes to buy food and conduct their daily business. With an insufficient number of banks to support the money changing, people are scrambling. Some areas present bigger challenges than long lines. Banks are far away, and often people don't have a banking relationship to begin with. In desperation, they're turning to the black market, sacrificing a large chunk of their life savings to try and salvage some of it.
The people that are hardest hit by this are probably rural women. They have used cash to save money for many years, and they'll save it in, of course, 500 or 1,000 rupee notes because it's a larger amount. So they have all of their savings saved up in these notes that they're unable to do business with.
With financial ruin almost certain for many of these women, here's how you can help. Sponsor a widow through India Partners to ensure that she gets the food that she needs every day and the hope found in Christ. And finally, Sarah Banks used to work for a luxury retailer. Every Christmas, the store would get busier and busier with holiday bustle and gift-buying hubbub.
Well, all of that is fun. It wasn't until I went on a short-term trip with Living Water and I saw the water crisis firsthand that I just felt like I needed to make a difference.
Today, Banks works for Living Water International, a ministry that not only brings physical relief, but also hope that lasts for an eternity.
We want to bring safe water to people around the world and really try to make an impact on the water crisis. But ultimately, our goal is to share the hope of Christ. And we feel like the best way to do that is by bringing safe water.
This Christmas, she's inviting you to join them. The Living Water gift card is a great gift, especially for that person who already has everything.
When you're buying a gift card, you're donating that money, but then you're also giving the gift to the recipient for them to go and then redeem that gift card for any country that they choose.
We've got all the links at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. Join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.